Such a beautiful song and a beautiful voice. That is Dawn Landis here on 98.3 The Penguin and her song, Money in the Bank. And we've got Ben Lee trying to jump in the game with us, but it's not his turn quite yet. Hope everybody out there is doing great on this beautiful Wednesday morning. As I mentioned a little bit ago, we have a very special guest joining us here in the Bob King Igloo. We're very lucky here at Local Voice to be able to shine our Local Voices spotlight on members of our community. And today we'd like to give a very big penguin welcome to Kate Grote with Live Oak Bank. So big welcome, Kate. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me out today.
It is certainly our pleasure to have you here. And again, shine the light on Live Oak. And we're going to talk all numbers and banking today, right?
Perfect.
Our favorite.
Love to talk about finance.
Our favorite stuff. Actually, that is not exactly what we're going to be talking about. We're going to give everybody out there a brief introduction of Live Oak Bank. Obviously, they are doing that work, but there's really much, much more to the equation. So for our listeners out there that perhaps have never even heard of Live Oak Bank, give just a quick little introduction.
Sure. Live Oak Bank was chartered in 2008 to lend money primarily to small businesses. We now lend money to about 14 different industries and have opened up our deposit side where we offer great rates if you're interested.
So there you go. And I know you guys have been helping so many. We've got some previous stories up at PortCityDaily.com. Your numbers are astounding with the growth that you guys are experiencing over there on the campus. What's the current number of employees?
Well, as of a few weeks ago, we had about 440 employees, 404 of whom were here in Wilmington.
Wow.
But that was a few weeks ago, so the numbers have probably changed.
It's probably already gone up a little bit. And you guys are about to construct a whole new building on your campus to accommodate your growth.
Exactly. And that will also hold about 400 folks. That's my understanding.
That is that says a lot. It says absolutely everything about what you guys are doing. You're experiencing a tremendous amount of success, which really kind of leads into, from what I know about Live Oak, a little bit about the philosophy of how you guys run your company. Tell everybody out there a little bit about that.
Sure. I think that the founders have always stuck to some core principles, and one of those has always been to treat the employees extremely well. And they knew that if they treated their employees well, then they would treat the customers well. And that's exactly what's happened. We have been given countless benefits. And I think that you would see from the reviews that we get from our customers that it's paying off.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't seem like rocket science, but there are so few businesses that really seem to understand that simple philosophy of taking care of your people and they'll take care of your business. It will take care of itself.
Exactly. We have our motto, I guess, is that we treat every customer like the only customer. And we're happy and willing to do that when we have the perks that we do.
That is it's fantastic. That is the voice of Kate Grote. Your title at Live Oak with everybody over there?
Director of Corporate Philanthropy.
All right. So that sounds very important. And I'm sure a challenging and probably really fun job because you're in charge of how you guys give back in the community. We're going to hear more from Kate about that and get into some more of the nitty gritty with her on Live Oak Bank. But we'll hand it over right now. That Ben Lee, he was trying to creep in. We'll let him in. We're all in this together here on The Penguin. Yes, indeed. We're all in this together. That is Ben Lee. With a great song. It fits many occasions here on the Penguin Airwaves, but in particular, I thought it seemed appropriate for us today as we're chatting up with Kate Grote from Live Oak Bank. We were talking just before the break a little bit about their philosophy, and it really is, that song just really came to mind for me that seemed to work. They're really all about taking care of their employees, and that will, in effect, take care of the customers and grow the business, and seems like that's what you guys are experiencing there.
I think so. We feel certainly very well taken care of. We are fed well with an excellent restaurant on our little campus. We have a full fitness facility. We have three dog parks, kind of enclosures, beautiful lake and nice scenery, plenty of glass and windows, which is ideal if you've ever worked in a different setting. And we're glad to be there.
Yeah. If I didn't love my job so much, I'd ask if you guys were hiring, if I could come over there to work. But you know, as far as I understand, some of those decisions that were made about having the fitness center or the dog park, really you guys generated feedback from your employees to kind of figure out what things they wanted on the campus. Is that correct?
I think the founders were looking for ways to spoil us, essentially. And we knew that also that we had a pretty young population over there. We have over 70% of us who are millennials. And those are things that are important to the younger group of folks. And another thing that's important is giving back to the community. So we've surveyed our folks and seen what their interests are here in Wilmington, and gone from there when it comes to our giving.
And you do some tremendous giving. I know you guys have been ever since you got started, but of course there was a very big give earlier this year. Would you like to share with everybody a little bit about that? Not so much to toot your horn. I know you may not be trying to do that. I want to toot your horn for you, but really kind of not just what was given, but how and why.
Yes, we gave about $250,000 to the hospital. And I think that was fueled initially, again, by our young population. It went to the Women and Children's Hospital. And there are, on average, I believe, 11 children there born there every day. And I know that there are currently at least 10 live oakers who are pregnant.
So including you.
Yes. So
including you. Congratulations.
So thank you. So that seemed like a good place for our dollars to go. We like our dollars to follow our employees. And while we're not necessarily volunteering there, which is typically what we mean by that statement, we certainly spend a lot of time there, I think, and will in the future.
No doubt. And again, I guess from talking to you off air, just that it was really sort of generated by feedback from your staff, like where do we want to give back?
Exactly.
How nice for everybody to be able to have their voice heard and counted in that way.
Right. So we formalized our giving a little bit more earlier this year and started with a survey of our staff and where they were most interested. And it turns out that about 42% of our folks responded that they were interested in quote unquote human services, followed by education and then health. So those are our primary focuses when it comes to philanthropy.
And it's another thing to the hospital donation. I know it was like when you got feedback from everybody on what they wanted, and the dog park was up there and the fitness complex. And I guess it's a little much to build a birthing center on the campus.
That would probably be a little much. That would be overwhelming. We're not qualified.
Right. So I went ahead and just said, well, let's donate to the hospital. That is the voice of Kate Grote with Live Oak Bank. She is the director of philanthropy. Over there, I mean, that tells you right away how much they're involved in giving back, that there is a full department and you get to direct that. What does that work like for you?
Well, it's very fun. It's very busy, and there's always more to be done. So it's exciting, and I look forward to everything that's coming down the pipe.
And you guys, I think you're going to be seeing lots of Live Oak presence with us at our Greenfield Lake concert series. They're big fans of the live music scene that we've got going on here in town. So we're most grateful for that. Kate, we can't thank you enough for taking time to come in and let us shine our local voice spotlight on you and Live Oak Bank.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. We're going to send it out with another great song, a duo out of Connecticut that wrote this song in response to the Sandy Hook tragedy. We are how we treat each other and nothing more here on The Penguin.